We like a challenge, and we, as artists, I'm accustomed to working large and working outdoors, but more importantly, we're very interested in what Simon's doing in regard to regenerative agriculture, because the sort of art that we're practicing is called socially engaged art, so we work with people, and we use our skills. It's not that we don't use any of the traditional methods, but those skills come into play in the bigger picture, which is about promoting what Simon's doing and collaborating with Simon to actually promote the ideas of regenerative agriculture through various cultural means. And so therefore holding this cultural event is a really great way for people to get right in the midst of what he's doing, literally, physically in the midst of what he's doing, and enjoy the benefits of what he's doing. These beautiful sunflowers are not just things to be aesthetically appreciated. They're actually doing really good things for the soil as well, and we're very interested in that as artists.
When you put a show on like this, open air, in the middle of a field, what things do you have to consider that you wouldn't if you just say, hide a hall and rock on in?
Many things. Weather. We were standing out in the field the other day and discussing, well, okay, we're literally doing like a giant sculpture, a work of land art. We're carving a big circle in a field of sunflowers and cane. And so there's all of the practical aspects of, well, how do we physically do that? But then there's things like what way should things face, because we've got to take into consideration the trajectory of the sun. We've also got to take into consideration the daylight, and so that's why it's timed for a specific part of the day, and which way the sunflowers are actually facing, because they have a limited range of movement. Is that right, Simon?
They follow the sun, don't they? Is that what they do, Simon?
Well, only until the flower actually opens.
Ah.
So as a bud, yes, they will follow the sun from east to west, but once they open, they're fixed. So most of the flowers will be facing northeast, where the sun gets up in the morning at this time of the year. Probably about 90% will face northeast, and the other 10% will be facing northwest, where the sun sets.
So with that in mind, you've created your space. And then even for those that are a part of what you're doing, it's very different to be, you know, where are we going to get ready for this? Over there under that marquee.
That's right.
Where's my green room? Oh, the whole place is green. You're right, it's cane.
Exactly. Maybe in my car or behind that patch.
Look, I wouldn't think that any of the people that are involved in this production would be precious at all, but there's still things that you that you do have to keep in mind.
Absolutely, yes. It's all logistics, and we're all working through that now. Simon's wife Susie has come into it. There's a lot.
Well, I see her on the sewing machine while we're here today.
Yes, well, we're constructing composting toilets for the event, because we want to try and make this, in the spirit of the event, want to try and make this environmentally healthy and wealthy.
That's a really interesting way to put this whole project, I suppose, together. You're teaching people about conservation and about, you know, regeneration, rejuvenation, but without throwing it down their throat and giving them a lecture. It's like, well, here's the compost. This is how you're using the bathroom, and this is what it does.
Well, and we've got these fantastic local performers that people can enjoy, but at the same time, it gives us the opportunity, and Simon in particular, to get out his message a bit about soil health and the importance of it, because it's vitally important for agriculture to have healthy soil.